I had a friend pay me to read Twilight when I was in high school.
All aboard!
Hey! Huh? Oops! What? Wow! Yeah!
Hello, everybody! Ha! We're here! I thought you were flipping off the camera for a second there. Okay, now you
oh,
are.
Oh, God.
This is episode 42 of Where Streams Come
True.
The show where we suffer through the entire good and bad of Disney Plus. I'm your host, Collins, and joining me today are my guests, Liam and Rachel. I have written down Cody. At one point, Cody was scheduled for this episode.
I feel like a lot of people have gotten scheduled for this episode.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So we're back.
I was about to make that same joke, so you're forgiven.
We're back. And we're gonna. This episode's gonna come out, and then it's gonna be another like 4 months before episode 43 comes out. I hope not.
We'll probably be fine.
I've got at least one other person that can edit these, so that's a huge workload off of my shoulders.
Hell yeah.
Yeehaw,
cowboy.
And I feel like we've had a good break, and we're ready to start watching complete garbage again. This week we watched Super Rhino. Speaking of garbage, the 2009 animated short directed by Nathan Greeno. When even the mighty Bolt is captured by the green-eyed man, who can save him? Rhino is on the job in his dreams anyway.
Oh!
Initial
great
thoughts. Have you seen the short before? Have you seen Bolt before? What was your experience the first time viewing, now returning to the short? Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah?
I've not seen the short before. I have seen Bolt before, exactly once. I think I was 10.
Could you explain a little bit of what's going on during the episode? Because, I mean, when we're during our episode, not during their episode. Because I haven't seen Bolt.
Oh.
And I didn't watch Bolt for this.
I couldn't.
So
okay.
I don't know who any of the... I know that there's Bolt, there's Rhino, there's Penny, there's the green-eyed man.
I should have watched Bolt, too.
I probably should have watched Bolt. So let me give you...
No, the wheel said watch this, that not watch
fair.
Bolt.
Okay.
And I'm not going to watch Bolt for
of my own
fun.
Volition. Yeah.
No.
It's fine. Like I said, I watched it when I was 10. So here is the basest rundown, is that Bolt is an actor dog.
Yes.
And he's in a show called Bolt, where he is a dog that has superpowers.
He's a super dog.
And the plot twist is that he doesn't know that he doesn't actually have superpowers.
Right.
Because he thinks he's actually doing that. And so
who
then a bad guy shows up, and he's the green-eyed man, and he's a crazy scientist who likes cats. And that's how you can tell he's a villain, because the cats and dogs.
He's got the heterochromia thing.
Yeah, he's got one of his
eyes. That's not heterochromia.
That's a step above heterochromia.
One of those is a snake eye.
Just like not a snake eye, it's a cat eye. He's got, because he's got the cat on his shoulder.
Because he fell into a vat
of cats. Yes, and then.
And he became part.
Part cat.
Okay.
I did just watch Spider-Man 3.
Rhino is voiced by Mark Walton. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I feel like I do.
I was for a second, I was like, is this just Josh Gad again?
Oh, no. God. And then through the power of believing in himself.
He was Goosey Lucy and Chicken Little.
Rhino, or not Rhino, Bolt saves the day. And he saves Penny, as voiced by Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And
wait, so Green Eyed Man's a real person?
I don't remember if the green-eyed man is a real guy who's evil, or if he's the villain from the show. Because he might have been.
Well, because the cat's at the end of this short.
There is a cat who becomes a friend.
He becomes an actor cat.
Yes.
Yeah, and the cat knows that they're not. The cat is one of the ones who tells Bolt that he's not actually a superhero.
You're just a
regular dog.
And I'm going to flirt with you, even though that wouldn't work.
And hack up a
because
hairball.
Because cats always have to be flirted. I was looking up the actor
like...
who plays Rhino, and he's only known for a few things. one of them being, as I said, Goosey Lucy from Chicken Little. And I just want to point out, I'll put this up here, that the poster for Chicken Little... is literally just the character Chicken Little's ass. It's just. It's,
wait, what's up?
It's just. It's just.
What's up?
God,
it's
it
just,
is.
It's Collins, just his bro. It's just his butt.
Hey, Collins, what's up? Chicken butt.
Got him. High five.
2005 was a dark point in
animation.
In the animation industry. Yeah, we got what? Meet the Robinsons. I'm sorry.
That was okay.
That's got a cult following on TikTok.
I rewatched Meet the Robinsons like a year ago or something, and it was actually pretty cute. I gotta be honest.
Sure.
Not the best movie I've ever seen in my life, but it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's about believing in yourself.
Yeah.
I guess we're still on initial thoughts, technically. I didn't like it.
Neither did I.
It was very 2009 in a way that I didn't want to experience again.
God, it was so rough.
Yeah.
It was so rough.
It was incredibly cheesy. And I like cheese. And it was just like a different kind of forced cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was American cheese.
It was very
cheese.
Hello, fellow kids.
It was, yeah,
do,
it was
kids?
It was processed American cheese product.
Oh, God.
Not that extra sharp cheddar.
Or yeah, Peppa not that Jack. Not that three cream brie.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know much about cheese.
I'm best friends with our cheesemonger at work, so I get all the insider cheese knowledge. I also did try three cream brie the other day, and it was delicious.
This recap is more paragraphs than it should be, but it's still very short.
It was 4 minutes.
It's 4 minutes. Okay, here's how it goes.
More paragraphs than minutes.
Here's how this goes.
I do the recap. You've been on this show before.
I have. Like 5 months ago.
I mean.
Hey, listen, it's been rough.
I had like three mental breakdowns in the last month and a half.
Yeah!
Woo!
So, here's... I'm going to open up the hyperlink for Dr. Calico the Green-Eyed Man's Dr. Calico, his cat.
Right.
I'm going to look him up in the Disney Wiki, because we always like to go to the fandom wiki for whatever we're watching.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a Bolt Wiki.
He was voiced by Malcolm McDowell.
So he's the main antagonist of the in-universe Bolt TV show.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
So he's the actor.
Yes. He's in Bolt, Super Rhino, and Bolt the video game.
Oh right, there's a video game.
Yeah, there's a video game.
Of course, it's 2009. Every movie had a video game.
Everything had a video game.
Who's the bad guy in Bolt?
Who's the bad guy in Bolt? I haven't seen Bolt in like 14
years.
It's just
like an incredible journey type thing, I think.
The
girl goes
himself.
On vacation or something, and he thinks that she's been captured.
And someone has to explain to him that you're just a regular dog.
It made $309.9 million.
Oh my God, what?
I wish I had that. I wish I had that much money.
Some Disney?
Same. God, same.
Wow, that is a very detailed recap. Let's hope we never watch Bolt.
Yep.
I will, however, go to the Disney Wiki.
Wiki?
Wiki.
Yeah, that came out odd. Randy Savage is in this movie.
Really?
Huh?
As Thug.
Randy Savage.
Thug. Just a thug.
All right, Randy Savage, here's your role. Thug.
It's like a line and a half on there.
Oh my God, what even was his line?
So, Bolt the video game actually was inspired by Super Rhino.
Wow!
Not the movie Bolt.
Wow!
Okay.
Now opening up the link to Bolt the video game. We're going to get into the...
We're getting in some weeds here.
We have to pad for time.
We're getting into the Bolt Cinematic Universe.
Of course it was on the
Wii.
The player follows and controls Bolt and Penny on various missions taking place in the fictional universe from the movie.
So the movie within the movie. Movieception.
Yes.
So in the game, you're the superhero dog, not the actual bark, bark, woof, woof dog.
Yeah.
Mm, I see. I see.
It'd be way more boring to play as just a regular
dog.
Yeah,
it really would.
When you have superhero dog available as an option.
Yeah, that'd be like playing as like Crypto the Super Dog, but being Crypto on like Krypton when he didn't have powers.
Right.
That's a very deep nerd joke.
Dr. Calico doesn't have his feline minions in the game for unknown reasons.
Huh?
And according to Rhino, the episodes are 940 minutes long. So it's like a BBC show.
Jesus. An episode.
900! Do the math on that for me, Leo.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm here to do math, baby.
Okay, we're not talking about Bolt the video game. Now into the recap. Yes. Bolt All and right. Penny have been captured by Dr. Calico, muffled, and suspended upon a pool of lava.
Oh my god.
Sounds like a good Saturday night to me. Inside a heavily guarded warehouse on an island in the middle of nowhere. A base which is impenetrable to both people and dogs. Penny's father watches the events from his lab through a secret camera embedded in Bolt's collar and worries that he cannot save her. Discovering that no man or dog can break into Dr. Calico's base, he turns to Rhino, who is watching television in the background. In order to save Bolt and Penny, Rhino is put through the same procedure as Bolt to give him superpowers. Let's pause there. What'd you think about that?
Okay.
Some good character development?
I just want to say one really quick thing.
Okay.
How long was that procedure? Because when Penny and Bolt were dropping, it was at a pretty steady rate.
Yeah, I noticed
it was a steady rate. They were just moving down.
We'll call it dream logic.
Yes,
it was literally a dream.
So let's unpack that real quick.
Yeah.
It's a character dreaming about
spoiler alert
being. So does Rhino know that? So okay, is Rhino dreaming?
Yes.
That he has superpowers, or is Rhino dreaming that they give him an episode where he gets superpowers?
Both? It's unclear.
I'd say both, because I mean, who doesn't dream about having superpowers right. every now and again? I did last night. I was Iceman.
Bolt has no lines in this short. Good to know.
Whoa.
There's no trivia about this. Oh, that is a... Wait.
Not a single piece of trivia for you, Super Rhino.
Someone... So this is funny. The first comment on this wiki page is the recap that someone... Because the person apparently didn't know how to edit an article.
Oh.
So it looks like someone...
It's a great thing about wikis. Anyone can edit them.
We love fan wikis.
And so someone just copied and pasted that comment as the edit.
Cool. If it works. If it ain't broke.
Can I see who most recently edited this article?
Oh my god.
Oh.
And when?
Right, we have to see who added that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the voice actor for Dr. Calico.
Also, Space Timer says, fully awesome.
Fully awesome.
Booyah!
Caribus says, I edited it because it was a re-release of this short film with the movie Ralph Breaks the Internet. See here.
Huh? What? When did Ralph Breaks the Internet come out? Wasn't that like recent?
That was in the 2010s. The late 2010s.
It came out in 2009.
Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Oh, it was re-released in 2018.
Oh, okay.
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 At the Annecy International Animation Film Festival.
They just, like, didn't make another one on
21st November 2018. So
they just said, screw it, let's just throw it in here. Let's just add it. No, what the hell? Why
sure.
Not?
No one remembers it. No one's going to notice.
They released it from the Disney vault.
So it was secret it got for immediately 9 years?
Put in the vault. They released it in 2009, went,
so
oh,
his
this
base has
sucks.
A lot of guns.
Oh, yeah, that thing was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it was overkill.
As it was like a Second Amendment nut house.
As opposed to a normal Disney film with supervillains and stuff, these are just real, just
like bullet guns.
Just bullet bullets. Just,
it showed
me.
The bullets.
Just guns with bullets.
Yeah.
Like
it's always like...
Incredibles doesn't even do
AKs.
That.
AKs.
Lasers.
That often. There's lasers a lot in Incredibles. No, it's just actual
straight up guns.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising, because like the, Justice League cartoon, the old one? It was a lot more mature, and they had laser guns. And this for kids?
Real guns. Yeah,
here's a bullet. In slow time, you see them coming.
We're gonna shoot a hamster with a handgun.
Okay, here's what I was thinking about that. You know when bullets have exit wounds, it's usually like a big explosion
kind of thing? Depends on the caliber, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, so.
You just blow half the hamster away. So, like,
is his back gonna.
Y'all shoot this hamster with as many bullets as you did, and then the smoke clears, and there's just a puddle.
I was just like, bro, that's an overkill. That one of these bullets could kill, like, me. You don't need, like, 20 to kill a hamster this
one
big.
One well-placed bullet will kill a human person.
You don't need that. Anyways.
Okay. Rhino uses his newly found powers to fly across the sea and crash land outside the armed base encased in his ball. Rhino's battle with the guard is witnessed by Bolt, Penny, and Dr. Calico from the inside.
Whoa.
Kind of.
With witnessed is used loosely.
With helicopters and cars crashing into the side of the building.
And one person.
As all the noise subsides, a single knock on the door is heard. And not receiving an answer, Rhino uses his heat vision to create an opening in the wall.
Didn't he, like, carve it along the bullet holes in the wall? I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, I think he just cut a circle.
I literally watched it earlier today.
Yeah, same. I think he just cut a circle.
Wait a second. When he, like, wipes off the ball to do the frowny face, how's he doing that?
Because I thought about that. It would have been on the outside.
All the soot is on the outside of
I
the
also
ball.
Thought about that when I watched that. As soon as somebody... As somebody whose defrost is broken on their car for a long time, you gotta know which part's the inside and which part's the outside. What you can get with your windshield wipers and what you can get with the beanie that you keep on the passenger seat to...
Oh, sophisticated.
Yeah, slightly
modern
more
upscale. Modern problems require modern solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nowadays it's a mask if my defrost is ever... just one of my spare masks is just kind of sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And then he knocks?
Yeah, he knocks.
Why doesn't he stay in his ball?
I don't know. Maybe he...
You try and use laser eyes through
a
hamster ball.
Yeah, maybe he destroyed it with his heat vision, but...
Are you serious? The English spelling for monologues is M-O-N-O-L-O-G-S?
Huh?
That is incorrect.
There's no U in there?
U-E-S?
That can't be right.
Damn British taking our U's again.
That's what Google Docs says.
We gave them back their U's. They gave us our U's, and we were like, no, thank you, actually.
Take your color in your...
I do... think we it would like does to. Belong in monologue, though.
Yes. Yeah, the monologue is...
Use are occasionally useful. And as much as I hate the French, sometimes they're right. Heartbreaking. The worst person you know just made a really good point. The French should be no authority on spelling, and yet...
Yeah.
The word rue is R-O-U-X. Unnecessary.
Why?
What's the wiki page on Rhino look like?
You know what I love about the Disney wiki? Is that it has like their like likes, dislikes, goals, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
What? Does he not have one?
No, I was saying if you... No, he does.
Oh.
So this is... we're going to take a pause from the show to tell you a little bit about our fun furry friend, Rhino. He is in two video games, Bolt the Video Game and Disney Heroes Battle Mode. He's animated by Clay Cadis. I'm sorry, you had to animate that guy all by yourself.
Yeah.
He was modeled after John Lasseter's pet chinchilla.
What?
That's not a hamster.
So, yeah.
Chinchillas are great.
We'll get there. His occupation is Bolt's sidekick, parentheses, to some point.
What does that mean?
Like a Robin, he'll grow out eventually.
He thinks he's his sidekick, but he's not really.
It's a weird way of phrasing it. To some point,
his home used to be New York, but now it's Hollywood, California.
Whoa.
He likes Bolt, the Bolt TV show, and fighting crime.
Okay.
He dislikes evil and villainy.
Oh my god, I hate it here.
This is a new segment of the show. I love that this is the thing. His powers and abilities are only those in Super Rhino, but there's some spoilers.
Spoilers.
He's not even in the show.
Right, he's not a character in the show.
He's a regular hamster.
He's a regular hamster. He lives in a trailer park. During the course of the movie,
oh my god,
Bolt meets him and he's like, "I'm number one fan," and then he joins the journey and just
hangs out. He's the comic relief. He's the Olaf.
There's also has a bio on Disney.com, but the link doesn't work.
I'm so upset.
Is it a red link on the wiki? Red links never work.
The error is load cannot follow more than 20 redirections.
Oh my god.
It redirects over 20 times.
At least 21 at the minimum.
That's good. Rhino was listed number 40 in Empire Magazine's The 50 Best Animated Movie Characters.
What? Who are the 10 he is better than?
There's no link to that article.
Oh, wow.
It was
hey.
A spam call.
Oh, God. Hey, Rhino.
He's listed number 40 in Empire Magazine's The 50 Best Animated Movie Characters.
So he's better than 10 animated characters. And the link has no source. Source? Trust me, bro.
There's no...
That's the source. Trust me, bro.
This wiki doesn't have a citation section like Wikipedia.
That's so upset. Why would...
I've always wondered how Rhino's original owners reacted when they learned that he ran away from them and never returned.
Yeah.
He was clearly a beloved pet, given he was taken on an RV trip with them and well-fed.
Yeah, so it's like, bro, your gerbil is... I mean, hamster, whatever. Chinchilla. Whatever is missing.
Is Rhino really a rhinoceros? Of course not, you idiot. He's a hamster. Don't insult user:EmmettLovesAnimals1. He is just asking a question. And he's also underage. I love you, Disney Wiki.
Oh, God, I love
those who hate Rhino are heartless, and those who want to kill him are psychos.
I hate Rhino.
Yeah, bro.
I hate most comic relief Olaf-esque characters in Disney movies.
If given the chance, I would kick
him so far.
I hate Rhino. He hates all monsters over something one cat did. My fursona is a monster, and just because he is a Japanese kaiju master does not mean he is evil.
Okay, so.
God.
Rhino is basically me as a hamster. Super bark. Reply, I'll kill you. Reply, calm down, psycho.
I never thought I would get such enjoyment out of Disney Wiki comment sections.
This is what 4 minutes
have
given me.
Shorts are good for this show, because we have more time to talk
about. We have more time to...
Okay, on the inside, Dr. Calico asks Rhino who he is, and Rhino introduces himself, to which Calico incredibly responds, Rhino the hamster! That's a good impression.
Yes.
Rhino then explains that his ancestry is not all hamster, and that he is 1/16th wolf with a little Wolverine.
Not how that works.
A little Steve Bloom in
him. What hamster wolf?
No, I think the wolf and the Wolverine and then eventually...
And then that... The hamster.
Yeah, like Desmond in Assassin's Creed, you know?
What?
A hamster?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
That's not what happened.
I remember somebody's hamster in Assassin's Creed.
In Assassin's Creed, Altair is from his dad's side, and like Ezio was from like his mom's side or something.
What does that have to do with
those are
Rhino
human
being
people?
Part Wolverine.
Those are humans.
I don't know.
No, yeah. Half Wolverine, half wolf's a hamster.
Okay.
Great comment.
Back to
thanks for that.
Rhino.
Calico interrupts, saying, "We're done here."
And then his shooters
and sends
absolutely.
His henchmen to kill Rhino.
They send
shoot
a
him
wall.
With many bullets.
They send a wall of bullets at him. Essentially.
And a wall of missiles.
Right.
You guys ever watched Hole in the Wall? The old show on Cartoon Network.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, so it's a show. It's one of those game shows where there'd be a wall coming out to the contestants.
I
a
have
hole.
Heard of it.
Yes.
It was originally a Japanese one. I've seen bits from that one.
And that's essentially what they did. They sent a whole wall of bullets and missiles at him, and that was a slow-mo bit where you could see the bullets coming at Rhino.
Just whole-ass, just regular...
Just whole bullets.
Bullets.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow, we're doing this. Okay, go Disney.
You're shooting a hamster. Cool.
And then he jumps on a missile. Like, he dodges...
Yeah, he, like, surfs. We'll get there. Continue.
I'm reading the trivia.
Okay. Oh, wait.
I can't wait to get to that point.
My keys have been delivered. Bold. My dad sent me a thumbs up.
Well, what's the comment section like on the Super Rhino? Oh, right. I already went through that. I think we've plumbed the depths of content we can get out of that.
Yep.
Was people wanting to kill Rhino like a widespread thing?
I think it was just from those like one or two people in the comments.
Yeah. But someone was like, people, calm down, psycho.
Maybe it's just his type of character, like you said, the whole comic relief.
Right.
That doesn't really add. They're just here to make jokes like,
I'm part Wolverine. It's like in Over the Moon, which is a Netflix one. Really, really good movie. Really heartfelt. Really sweet. Well animated. I love Philippa Sue, and she's the moon goddess. And then there was this one that just ruined every scene he was in. And he served no purpose except to be there and be goofy and stupid. I'm like, this isn't a goofy, stupid movie. This is about a 12-year-old girl whose mom died and is coping with the fact that her dad is getting remarried. This isn't a goofy, fun show. Get him the f*** out of here.
This is about Bolt.
No, it's about the Over the Moon. But it's the same kind of character.
Sure. Yeah, it's just like Penny. Her parents are divorced, probably.
I mean, she's a child actor.
Penny.
Let's go look at the Penny Wiki.
Yes!
Oh, gosh, her character models.
Yeah, it's so bad.
The character models are not the best in this.
No.
Dr. Calico is 80% upper lip. Yep. And all of the like background characters are just real dead expressions.
Yeah, I noticed.
I mean, me too.
I noticed one during writing this whole musical number.
Oh, Penny likes being with bull animals, equality, and spare time. A liberal. She dislikes her agent being deprived of her freedom, separation from her loved ones, Bolt not knowing the truth.
What?
I think I'm like my
status
dog.
Status active. No, well, yeah.
I like dead. My dog not knowing the truth because the things we lie to her about are like dogs.
She quits the show in this thing because it says actress formerly under occupation.
Okay.
And current occupation student. She goes to school.
So
she doesn't like being
a child actor.
Being a child actor.
Like
Wow. Yeah, is this like a surprisingly deep?
Yeah.
Like movie
about child actors and how they're getting screwed over in Hollywood.
Wait,
probably not.
Oh,
yeah, no, of course that's Disney.
The first,
they're not gonna go that deep.
They're not gonna criticize. They're not gonna have any kind of self reflection.
Yeah, Disney is the child actor central. They're not gonna do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's second in place? Nick, I guess.
Probably.
And then Cartoon Network last. Cartoon Network, because Cartoon Network's a lot of animated stuff.
Right, it's cartoon.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
So they're not going
to. They don't need child actors to be voice actors.
Yeah.
Penny is similar to Kim Possible from the series of the same name. They both are action girls who have auburn hair and try to save the world from evil doctors bent on world domination.
Penny but Kim actually is does that. An actor.
The only exception is that Penny is an actress while Kim Possible is not. That
so, yes. Noah! They're kind of the same. Except, no, not the same at all.
No, it's like saying I'm the same as Henry Cavill.
The only reference is something that Byron Howard said on Twitter in 2016.
Same, though. I wish I was like Henry Cavill.
Oh, Penny's real name is outside of the show is not known.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, someone confirmed that on Twitter that Penny is only her character's name in the show. We don't know.
That's actually kind of interesting. I'm not going to lie.
Maybe it's like Miley Cyrus, because...
Someone upset that she
her
isn't
name is
in
actually
Disney
Penny.
Earth Battle Mode.
Miley Cyrus was named Miley Cyrus in the Hannah Montana show, but also her name is Miley Cyrus.
She's a younger version of Kim Possible. Not really. People covering the timeline.
Timelines. Timelines.
Don't.
Timeline singular about here's what happened.
Who's to say Penny is not the real villain?
Huh?
Shut the She's like 12.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I have some ideas for a new Bolt 2 movie.
What?
But you're going to need to trust me, okay?
Oh, God.
It was edited by a fandom bot, so I don't know what the full thing was. Her design slash look reminds me of Ellie from The Last of Us. Well, because she has auburn hair.
Any white brunette girl. I mean, admittedly, we all look
In
the same.
In the movie, her agent calls her My Little Superstar. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pedophile. Yeah.
It's
Hollywood.
Sigh. Yeah. Back when Miley was so sweet. She's kind of cute. She's a girl. I believe what you meant to say is she's 9. This is 2016 fandom.
2016. The fact that 8 years later people are still commenting on this is insane.
Because so Bolt good isn't on her as scooter.
Big as Lion King. What? She's good on his scooter.
How can Penny be 14? In the movie, it says that she's 13. Fixed it.
Oh, wow. 1 year. That's so.
She can't
different.
Possibly have had a birthday
nowhere
at any
point. Then someone replied to that. Nowhere in the movie does it say her age. This is how editing on. If you thought Wikipedia actually takes care to edit.
Well, there was that
Fandom
one.
Doesn't care, really.
There was that one incident on Wikipedia about Star Trek Into Darkness where there was a months long argument among the editors about whether or not they should capitalize the I in Into. It was a whole scandal on Wikipedia.
You should.
That's so dumb.
You should, because my opinion, well, they decided yes, because there's a colon. So it's Star Trek.
Yeah,
Into Darkness. Into Darkness is the second title.
And like when it's such a short title like that, you would capitalize it anyway.
But it's also a preposition.
It is.
And you don't capitalize prepositions in titles. Yeah, which was the other argument.
Depends on the title.
It does. And that's why they decided eventually that the I was capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a whole thing. And that's what Wikipedia mods argue about.
I love people sometimes. Hate them a lot of the time, but sometimes.
Oh, if we don't pay people, they won't have the incentive to work. Meanwhile, Wikipedia mods are out here doing this shit.
Yeah. They removed the page on Wikipedia for pajamas, and the internet's upset.
Dude, Wikipedia is so wild sometimes with the articles it has.
Yeah, they removed pajamas, so how could we have the picture of Count Dooku? Anyway, Rhino uses his I-beams to defeat the armed guards and commandeers a flying missile, riding it like a surfboard to aim at Dr. Calico. Though the missile misses, as Calico monologues, Rhino says, "We're done here," like Calico did earlier.
Whoa.
And uses his super squeak ability to finish Calico off by burning him alive with lava. He survives.
Him and his cat. I'm just saying.
I was fully expecting him to not show up after that and be like, lava'd him alive.
You killed him.
He's dead.
Murdered that guy and his cat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Righto. But of course, you know, it's a dream.
He's alive.
And Disney.
Rhino chuckles. Penny congratulates Rhino for saving them. Rhino chuckles and tells Bolt and Penny they are so cute. With Bolt and Penny saved, Rhino walks away saying he has an urgent matter to attend to, and he finds a convenient hamster-sized
elevator.
That somehow leads to a concert.
It
even
does.
Though
concert
they were
stage,
in a,
yes.
They were in a dome.
On
dome,
an island.
It's a dream. Don't worry
right,
about.
Dream logic.
Because I mean, if we bring
that's the last. There's one more paragraph.
And Penny
so,
and Bolt would have been long
I'm going
dead.
To yeah. look at Dr. Calico's page on the fandom.
Oh,
also, I guess during we're not trying to talk about the concert yet.
Oh yeah.
No, that's the last paragraph.
Okay.
I'm not gonna look. Okay, what are his likes and dislikes?
Ooh, cats.
He likes cats,
evil,
world domination
villainy.
Schemes. He dislikes being humiliated and dogs.
Okay. Basic stuff.
Yeah. Comments. He is very ugly. Bad he turned out
don't
to
be
not
nice.
Be an actual villain.
Listen,
well,
Dr. Calico is not going to hear you, but people who look like Dr. Calico, your friends who look like Dr. Calico will.
He is not an actual villain. Then who is? Penny's agent. Because he's not real.
He's an actor.
Movie. Whatever.
It's like saying Alan Rickman was evil because he was Snape.
Perhaps the perfect movie he could star in is the Big Hero 6 sequel as a villain.
Don't make an MCU.
So this is Calico's voice actor, Malcolm McDowell. I know him from Call of Duty Black Ops 3 because he's a character that they model his face in it.
Thank you.
Apparently, this is him.
Oh, was the Clockwork Orange. Yes. Clockwork Orangeman.
This is Malcolm McDowell when he was younger.
He reminds me of Dr. Evil. Okay, that wasn't that interesting of a wiki page. The comment section has it. Rhino is next seen on stage performing The Best of Both Worlds, the theme song from Hannah Montana.
Very badly.
By co-star Miley Cyrus, where it is revealed that Rhino has been dreaming his adventure all along. Mittens wakes him up, telling him she is not a fan of his singing. The short ends with another dream sequence, this time about Rhino being selected by the President of the United States to defeat Calico once again because he's going to blow up the moon or something.
Pissing on the moon, you idiot!
I was just going to... How do you like that, Obama? Oh,
God, I love fandoms.
Which president?
I love Snapcube.
2009.
So it would be Obama.
It would have been Obama.
But of course, you know, they don't...
He was president that long.
Yeah, I know, right?
2009 to 2012.
Yeah. No, because that's the thing. You know, a lot of stuff.
It wasn't W.
That have a president, so like Mr. President. It's not a very specific president.
If it's black, it's Obama.
But if it's black, it's Obama.
It's like every time it's a white president, it's like Mr. President. But if it's a black guy, it's like, oh yeah, that's Obama.
It reminds me of that one time in Doctor Who where they just showed like the back of a black man's head and was like the President of the United States.
So yeah,
because it was Obama. In like 2010 or something.
In Kingsman, where it's just the back of the president's head, and he's like, oh, thank you very much. And then that's when all their heads are exploding and stuff.
Right.
So, like, Obama
dies. The one in Doctor Who is when everybody was turning into the Master.
Obama canonically dies in the Kingsman universe.
Oh my God.
Yup.
Fucking wild.
So who wins the 2016 election?
I don't know.
No, wait. There's a new president in Kingsman 2. I remember.
Okay. Is it Joe?
Not
because that would have been. It would have been Joe at that point. Because
it's not Joe. I don't remember if he has a name.
John.
I'm not looking it up.
I was gonna say, is it a generic old white man? Then I realized that was every other president.
Yeah.
Every single other president besides that one.
Who's the president in King? Bruce Greenwood is the actor.
Wasn't he Batman and Young Justice? I think he was the voice actor for Batman and Young Justice.
Or is it President Greenwood?
President Greenwood.
I mean, it could have been Joe Biden.
Oh, he was also the president in National Treasure, too.
And 13 National Days.
Oh, there's the Kingsman Wiki. Unknown. Final thoughts and moment of the short.
Horrible, hated it, despised it. Oh my God. It was 4 minutes or whatever.
I want to kill Rhino.
I would like to dropkick
the
Rhino.
The liberals
will
call
ball.
Me a psycho.
I want to pick up the ball and toss it in the dryer and put it at high speed.
Rhino is not dishwasher safe, and I'm going to put him on the bottom shelf.
Oh my God. I want to play soccer with Rhino in his ball.
I didn't have
homies.
A strong opinion on it, but I think it's because I was playing a game on my phone while I was watching it.
I mean, it's like it's
what for 4 minutes?
Yeah.
You couldn't focus for 4 minutes.
It's eight minutes. I'm never gonna get back because I had to watch it twice.
I thought about watching it twice, and I was like, I'm
because I watched it like yesterday. I was in a cat cave, couldn't really pay attention. Then I watched it.
That welcome to the cat cave.
Yeah, the cat cave. No. You're not gonna get anything done.
I love that every time they bring like a group of students in, and it's like, yeah, if you want a place to work, this is come here. And I'm like, not if you want to be productive.
No.
I love when they bring a group of students
and we're like playing
Slither.io or something.
I don't even know how we got to that point. My moment of the short. Was when he was crowd surfing to the Best of Both Worlds and singing it poorly because I wanted to die.
My moment was when they were throwing the things at the wall and my little imprints because it reminded me of that one SpongeBob meme.
My moment was when he absolutely cooked Calico and his cat.
Just straight up lava.
Lava cooked.
Broiled.
Molten rock. Turned them into Anakin Skywalker. Just
So I'm trying to rank this film.
Low.
Verily.
Okay, let's start at the top. Okay, we got number one. Frozen 2. Dead Man's Chest. Empire Strikes Back. A New Hope. Last Jedi. Hamilton. The Muppets 2011. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Finding Dory. Fish Hooks. Cars. The Simpsons. Hatching Pete. Noelle. Hocus Pocus, The Incredible Hulk 1996 animated series, Toy Story 2 and Small Fry, Lizzie McGuire Show, Growing Fangs, Tom and Huck, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. That was a good one. X-Men, Mickey Mouse, Hawaiian Holiday, Lend a Paw, Recess, Brink. I've got fond memories of Brinks.
Yeah.
Brink was fun. It's not a good movie, though.
No, not at all.
I've been seeing references to it a lot on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Story of the Faithful Wookiee.
What?
I think it's below that.
Marvel Battle World, Mystery of the Thanos. Marvel Rising, Heart of Iron.
I didn't watch
Spider-Man 2017 animated series.
Oh, God.
Egypt's Treasure Guardians. The Little Mermaid, Ariel's Beginning. Bambi.
Why Bambi? Holy shit, that's low.
Yeah, he got buried. Marvel's Future Avengers. Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. That's really low. High School Musical. Your Friend the Rat. My Dog the Thief. Amy.
I'm expecting some
like, yeah, is this okay? I feel like we have to put this above Amy.
It's gotta be above My Dog the Thief. I think it should be right
this
above.
This is not better than My Dog the Thief.
In between My Dog the Thief and Amy?
Yes. So yeah, for those of you interested in keeping track of the ranking at home, it's at number 39.
Oh,
42.
That's low.
That's low. Final information and statistics. This was written and directed by Nathan Greeno. Congratulations, Nate. I hope that your career took off.
I hope
after
you're
this.
Proud of yourself.
Nathan Greeno. Hold on, look that up.
Yeah, go ahead. Runtime of 4 minutes. IMDb score of 6.3 out of 10.
That's a lot.
It's higher than it
deserves. No critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 52% audience
That's
score.
That's closer to what I would have given it.
It fails the Bechdel test.
Wait.
Yes, it does. There's one line from a female character.
Yeah. And it's a cat.
No, oh, there's two lines from female Penny. Characters. There's one from Penny and one from Mittens.
Mittens.
Wait, so how do you spell the name? Is Nathan Greeno?
Greno.
Eno, okay.
There's no cult in this one.
Oh, man.
As far as I know.
That sucks.
Oh, the Cult of Hollywood.
That is a cult. That one wasn't so much focused on. That was more of a
the
bold
cult
one
of
than
the
this
Hollywood
one.
Elite. Anyway.
Oh.
Now
we're not getting into that.
To spin the wheel. This week's wheel was submitted via email by Snafu and is the Disney Channel original movie collection.
He wrote Brother Bear.
And this?
He wrote Brother Bear.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
He wrote Brother Bear.
Rachel, go spin the wheel.
He did the screenplay for Meet the Robinsons.
This is Disney Channel original movies.
Director of Tangled.
Spin the wheel.
Tangeled.
Yeet!
Thanks for the applause.
Yeah, of course.
You might want to.
You're welcome.
Johnny Capahala, back on board,
2007. None of that was. I know each of those words individually.
This is for your next episode, Rachel.
Okay.
We got Disney. We got National Geographic Exploring Our World Collection. We got Disney Channel Collection. We got National Geographic Animals and Nature Collection. Shut up. We got Halloween. We got Spark Shorts. We got Disney Junior. We got Celebrate Hispanic Latinx Heritage Month. We got Lego. We got Disney Parks Collection. We got Valentine's Day Collection. We got IMAX Enhanced.
IMAX!
Oof, I'm torn between IMAX Enhanced and Lego.
Understandable.
Because IMAX Enhanced would come up with some pretty baller movies.
Yeah.
But you can never go wrong with Lego.
True.
Lego shorts are always good.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go with Lego.
Lego!
I feel like some of these need to be more topical.
Thank you, Jose.
I did write an accent mark on the E, so I'm assuming it's Jose, not Joe.
I thought you meant the word Lego.
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 Lego. Lego my ego.
Lego my ego.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I already forgot the name, Jose.
Oh my God.
You're a great host, Collins. We should probably do Valentine's Day for the next one, shouldn't we? It's going to be a little
What's
update.
On the Valentine's Day
It's
list?
Probably going to come out in, like, late March.
Thanks for listening. Thank you all so much for listening. Or watching. For the YouTube crowd. For the Vaw Squad. If you like the show, please review us on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use to listen. I don't know why I have iTunes on there. iTunes doesn't do podcasts anymore. It's the Apple Podcast app. And the Apple Podcast app is completely unusable. Love so that. Leave us a good review on the Apple Podcast app and then leave the Apple Podcast app a bad review.
And just go to Spotify.
And share it with your friends. Word of mouth is the best way to keep a podcast going, especially when it hasn't put out an episode in 4 months. You can send your reviews or comments to wherestreamscometrue@gmail.com or on Twitter at Studio76WSCT. That ad is probably going to be changing eventually when I graduate.
Yeehaw,
indeed. You can submit a wheel, such as a category or search term on Disney Plus, or like an actor, or a random word, or the minimum it needs to have at least 2 movies under whatever you give me. Because you can't just be like Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, because then only 1 movie is going to show up.
You got to do Pirates of the Caribbean in general.
Yes, we've done that.
Right.
One of my friends recently said that on Stranger Tides was his favorite Pirates movie, and I don't know what to do with that take. Like, I don't feel like it's an objectively wrong take. It's just,
but
like,
it's not an objectively right take.
It's not, yeah, it's just a weird, it's just a weird take. Like, it's not the worst.
It's not the best.
It's just off.
It's just there, bro. It's a Pirates movie, but it's like,
yeah, it's just the best. It's just like on Stranger Tides,
really.
It's my least favorite. Anyway, that's it. Thank you for the doing the show with me, both of you.
Of course.
Anything for you, Collins.
And we'll be back with the belated sequel to Johnny Tsunami. No. No.